When the hurly burly's done, when the battle's lost and won, where the place, upon the heath, there to meet with Macbeth. Fair is foul, and foul is fair, hover through the fog and filthy air.
Right. Well, we're featuring the music of Carter Burwell tonight. He has scored no less than 17 films for the Coen brothers and films for Spike Jones and, significantly lately, Martin McDonagh. We heard a recording of the theme from the Coens' first film called Blood Simple, which won the Sundance Film Festival Grand Jury Prize in 1985. The version we heard was played by the London Film Score Orchestra. Then, from the Twilight Saga, which he scored completely, this is from the Twilight Saga collection, we heard a medley of Edward at Her Bed and Bella's Lullaby, performed by Carter Burwell, James Fitzpatrick, and the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Siobhan Leaves is from the Oscar-nominated score from last year's The Banshees of Inisherin. According to a New Yorker profile of Burwell called the polymath film composer known as the third Coen brother, Banshees director Martin McDonagh's only instruction to Burwell regarding the score for his movie was not to write anything that sounded like Irish pub music. David Owen, who wrote the article, writes, "Burwell's score features the harp, an instrument so closely associated with Ireland that its image appears on the country's coins, but there's nothing pub-like about the melodies he came up with for the film, which often float on a current of strings in a way that the harpist who played on the score called dreamy." Fair as Foul features the language of William Shakespeare's Macbeth, the acting of Catherine Hunter, and the music of Carter Burwell. I know you're thinking, there are three weird sisters, as Shakespeare calls the prophetic witches that open the tragedy of Macbeth, aren't there? Yes, but in this production, the Coens wanted only one, Catherine Hunter, who, according to LA Times writer Josh Rottenberg, set a new standard for the role. Twisting her body into seemingly impossible shapes and speaking in a low, guttural rasp, the product of years of cigarette smoking, Hunter delivers an unnerving, hypnotic, and genuinely weird interpretation of the role that upends any prior notions you may have had of what a witch looks and sounds like. Finishing that set, we heard Ride to Death, which, as Burwell and the Coens acknowledge, borrows its melody from Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, a hymn published in 1887 with music by Anthony J. Showalter and lyrics by Showalter and Alicia Hoffman. The song, augmented by Burwell, comes from the 2010 reboot of Charles Portis's wonderful novel, True Grit. You're listening to Picture This, Film Music on the Radio. I'm Wayne Cresser, and this is WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM and streaming at WRIU.org. We're going to pick the music up again with, we're somewhat into this piece. I'm gonna go back to the beginning of it, though, from Burwell's score for Howl.
This a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come. Let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not? Fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight. Or art thou a dagger of the mind, a false creation, proceeding from the heat to press it brain? I see thee yet. In form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshalest me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to use. Mine eyes are made the fools, or the other senses are else worth all the rest. I see thee still. And on thy blade and dudgeon gouts of blood, which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business that informs thus to mine eyes. Thou sure and firm set earth, hear not my steps, which way they walk, for fear thy very stones prate of my whereabout. I go, and it is done. The bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
Thank you.
The queen, my lord, is dead. He should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow. And tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out. Out, brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Background music tonight is from Carter Burwell's score for Raising Arizona, the 1987 Coen Brothers screwball comedy that established the brothers' mastery of combining crime with hilarity, which would happen again in The Big Lebowski, Intolerable Cruelty, and Burn After Reading. The tune is called Shopping Arizona. We started that last set with music from Rob Epstein's and Jerry Friedman's very underrated 2010 movie, Howl, about the publication and pursuant obscenity trial related to Allen Ginsberg's epic poem. We heard the track called I Saw the Best Minds, which is taken from the first line of the poem, which goes, I saw the best minds of my generation, destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked. It's occurring to me now how very literary tonight's show is. The next track, of course, was from Macbeth again, this time featuring Denzel Washington as the ambitious Thane of Cawdor, as he wrestles with his resentment of King Duncan and contemplates his murder in the famous Is This a Dagger soliloquy. Then from the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which was a quirky anthology of Western stories released in 2018, music for the piece called The Girl Who Got Rattled, maybe the best of the film's six stories, although Tom Waits nearly steals the show in All Gold Canyon. The Mystery of Inis Sheeran followed with more of Burwell's dreamy score for Martin McDonagh's most recent film. In addition to violins and harps, the score also features a synthesized celeste, which Burwell played and recorded himself. Lastly, speaking of the girl who got rattled, as we were before, we heard Tomorrow and Tomorrow, the Macbeth speech during which he reflects on the news of his wife's suicide and utters the timeless phrase, out, out, brief candle, and goes on to refer to the human experience as a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 401-874-2519. The text number is 401-206-0505. We'll pick up a little bit of Shopping Arizona here at the end and go on to some more stuff.
Bye.
Yeah, we started that set, we started light, and that got heavier as we went along. First tune is simply called Introductions, but it's a melodic motif for all of Lena Dunham's very charming film, Catherine Called Birdie. You've got to see this movie. Well, am I suggesting that you must see it? No, I'm going to hold off on that for another movie. But it was composed and performed by Carter Burwell along with Roomful of Teeth, who, according to their website, are a Grammy-winning vocal band dedicated to reimagining the expressive potential of the human voice. The next track, Norville Suite, from the Coen Brothers' Hudsucker Proxy, may be the only tune I have ever repeated on this show, but it's got a great Aaron Copland quality to it, which seems to express the innocence of the film's main character, Norville Barnes. So you know I couldn't resist an encore. Mildred Goes to War comes from the third film Carter Burwell scored for playwright, film writer, and director Martin McDonough. The film was called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and the score was nominated for Best Original Score at the 90th Academy Awards. Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell were both nominated and indeed won Oscars for their performances. The film won the Best Picture Award as well. Lastly, we heard the title theme from the Coen Brothers' A Serious Man, a 2009 dark comedy that is generally considered one of their best films. It's a truly inventive story. The Coens themselves stated that the germ of the piece was a rabbi from their adolescence, a quote-unquote mysterious figure who had a private conversation with each student at the conclusion of their religious education. Ethan Coen said it seemed appropriate to open the film with a Yiddish folktale, but as the brothers didn't know any suitable ones, they thought, they wrote their own. And here begins a list of movies Picture This recommends for your viewing. You must see A Serious Man. I want to remind listeners that you're listening to Picture This, film music on the radio, original scores and songs from the worlds of film and television. We're heading into, can you believe it, the fastest hour on radio. We're heading into the final set right now, and we're going to start with an interview piece with tonight's featured composer, Carter Burwell.
Carter Burwell, I'm a composer on the film In Bruges.
You have a message.
Number one, why aren't you in when I told you to be in? You better be in when I call again, or there'll be now to pay. I'm telling you.
He swears a lot, doesn't he?
I guess I'm best known for having worked with the Coen brothers for 20 odd years now, since their first film, Blood Simple, was also the first film that I scored. We've worked together since then. And I've done other things along the way. Some interesting films with Spike Jonze, like Being John Malkovich, and you know, I think I've probably done 60 film scores by now. But probably my name is most associated with the films of Joel and Ethan Coen. I'm not certain how In Bruges first came to me. It was one of those things where my agent sent me the script. I assume that that was at the request of Martin McDonough, who was the writer and director, but Martin and I never actually spoke about exactly why he wanted it sent to me. You know, after having this conversation with Martin to talk about the general themes of the film, then I go home and into my studio, sit at the piano and try to think of musical equivalents, something that expresses musically all the things we're talking about. And I guess it's in some ways that's one of the essential parts of what I do, is being able to make that translation from words and concepts to music. On some level, my approach is pretty similar to most of the composers I know, where what I'm trying to do is bring something to the film that isn't there already. In other words, I've encountered people who assume that what the job consists of is basically the music parroting whatever goes on screen. So if people are running, you do running music, and if people are sad, you do sad music. That's actually sort of the opposite, almost, of what film scoring is really about, which is to bring something to the film that's not there already. in this case, because the film takes place in Bruges, this medieval Belgian town, and the town is very much a character in the film. I mean, it's everyone else talks about the town constantly, from the first line to the last line of the movie.
Get to Bruges.
Bruges.
Bruges. Bruges. Where's that?
It's in Belgium.
The score, in a way, hewed to the town a great deal. It's kept a somewhat quiet, subdued, medieval quality throughout. And I guess that's somewhat unique to this score. Generally speaking, and certainly in this film, comedy is best played with a straight face musically, and it usually is funnier if the music takes itself seriously. In my experience, Fargo was the particular example of that. Trying to figure out what kind of music to write that would help that comedy, in the end, what helped the comedy was for the music to take itself just tremendously seriously, to the point where it was so overly serious that it was a joke. Usually that approach, in my experience, works better than trying to somehow write music that will be comedic. I'm working on Coen Brothers' next film at this moment. It's called Burn After Reading, and it's very much a comedy. It's nothing else. It is a comedy. But the only thing that sells the comedy is again, the music just being very serious. And it's an interesting job, I can say, because it's serious, but you can't even say what it's supposed to be serious about. It's not, you can't take the emotions of the character seriously, because that kind of, fights the comedy. Again, it's not unlike Fargo. It's just, the music just has to carry a sense of import, and the more there's a sense of import and seriousness to the goings-on, the more silly they will appear, I hope.
Thank you.
Right, that last set began with an excerpt from a podcast dedicated solely to the film In Bruges, during which we hear the composer talk about his experience working with Martin McDonagh. He said it was a lot of interesting things, but to me the most revealing was his description of how the comedy in Bruges, and indeed comedy in general, is best played with a straight face. To kind of play that out, or play that idea out, the next set of three are all taken from dark, and in the case of Burn After Reading, cynical comedies for which Carter Burwell delivered the scores. View from the Tower comes from 2015's In Bruges, which paired two of Ireland's best actors in a kind of fresh take, and this is my twisted mind speaking, but take on Laurel and Hardy, I thought, with Colin Farrell's remorseful killer Ray and his avuncular partner, Ken, played by Brendan Gleeson, in their first screen pairing. Linda Looks for Love, Part 1, is from the Coen Brothers' star-studded but critically mixed satire of a lot of things American, including the CIA, gym culture, and as the French daily newspaper Le Monde put it, the vulgar stupidity of everyone involved. After a lot of very good films, Fargo set a new standard for the Coen brothers' darkly funny version of the world, and it would not have been nearly as effective without Carter Burwell's music. We heard the title theme from the 1996 film. 2 years after its release, the American Film Institute named it one of the 100 greatest American films. That may not be the case now because that list changes from year to year, but at least it was then. In 2006, the film was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. One of only seven films designated in its first year of eligibility. You're listening to, and I want to thank you for listening to, Picture This, Film Music on the Radio, here on WRIU Kingston. We're at the top of the hour, 90.3 FM, and also streaming at WRIU.org. I'm your host, Wayne Cresser, and I hope you will join me next week for the soundtrack of the month. We're going to do David Byrne's True Stories. Here's my out music. I'm gone. Have a good week.